A chilly breeze blew in the open kitchen door, causing Janelle to pull her shawl closer about her shoulders. It was early November, and winter was rapidly approaching. Already there had been heavy frost, and only that morning Lloyd Harder had ridden in from a far pasture and said that Crystal Creek had a skin of ice. Hearing the sound of crutches behind her, Janelle turned and smiled as Norman made his way to stand beside her. It had been a month since his accident, and he was restless. It had been all the doctor, Mrs. O'Connor, Janelle, and Hardrich, Triple Creek's foreman, could do to keep Norman from leaving his bed too soon. "Has Lloyd worked minuet today?" he asked, looking over towards the barn and corrals. Janelle shook her head. "No, he was out by Crystal Creek this morning, and then Hardrich sent him to town." "Then I think I'll go give her a little exercise." "Norman Maverick, you'll do no such thing," Janelle exclaimed, catching his arm. "Dr. French said you were not to get up on a horse until he gives you leave. Besides, you couldn't even saddle her." "Darling, you could help me saddle her, and Minuet isn't going to throw me. It was last week that Doc said that. My leg is better now. Besides," he added, a restless look in his eyes, "I've got to do something. Janelle, this inaction is growing unbearable, and Minuet needs to be ridden. Harder was too busy yesterday to do it." Snatching a warmer cloak from beside the door, Janelle said, "Well, if she needs to be ridden, I'll ride her. You follow the doctor's orders." Seeing that his wife really intended to ride the pretty chestnut, Norman followed her outside, protesting, "Janelle, you shouldn't be trying to ride that horse." "Darling, I give in. I won't ride her." Janelle turned. "But you said she needed to be ridden." "She does, but—" A bright whistle sounded from the barn, and Scott, the ranch's official wrangler, stepped outside. On seeing the two in the yard, he touched his hat as he greeted them. "Howdy, sir, Mrs. Maverick." "Hello, Scott," Janelle smiled. "Are you and all the others terribly busy just now?" Scott shook his head. "No, ma'am. A couple of the men just finished helping me with the horses, and Hardrick said we can knock off the rest of the day if we've a mind to. You need something done?" Scott, as well as any of the hired hands on Triple Creek Ranch, was always willing to help the mistress of the ranch. Not only did she treat them with a politeness often neglected to the working class, but she was always interested in them and their lives. "Norman said that Minuet needs to be worked today, and Lloyd has gone into town. I'm afraid if someone doesn't do it, he'll try it himself." Norman chuckled. "She's right. I'm growing mighty tired of these crutches and all this confinement." Scott laughed. It was good to see Mr. Maverick out of bed and almost himself once more. "I'd do it myself, sir, but I'm under doctor's orders as well," and he grinned. The stampede, which had injured Norman during the fall roundup, had also given Scott several broken ribs, and Dr. French, knowing how careless these ranchers and cattlemen could be on horseback, was giving his patients no opportunity to re-injure themselves before they had a chance to heal completely. "Alden could do it, though." "Do what?" Norman turned his head and saw Alden coming with an easy stride from the bunkhouse. "Will you take Minuet out and give her some exercise? Take her for a ride somewhere? Harder couldn't get to it yesterday and isn't around today, I hear." "Sure thing, Mr. Maverick. I'll take care of that right now. I've been wanting to ride that horse and see how she goes. Lloyd praises her enough." As Alden and Scott headed towards the corral, Janelle laid a hand on her husband's arm. "You should be getting back inside," she chided. "You aren't even wearing a jacket." Norman merely grunted. He wasn't cold, and he longed to be back at work with his men instead of lying around the house feeling like a useless invalid. "Janelle," he sighed, looking down at her with such a pitiful expression that she laughed merrily. "I don't think I can stand this inactivity much longer. I mean to have a talk with Dr. French the next time he comes out." "Well, come along now, or Mrs. O'Connor will be out after you, and you can be sure that she'd tell the doctor you weren't following orders."
"I'm coming."
Norman shook his head dismally and gave a resigned sigh. It was no use to protest the doctor's orders to Mrs. O'Connor or Janelle. They wouldn't listen. At least, he amended to himself, they wouldn't side with him.